And now, another Boxcar 7-Eleven. Pause for reflection.
You look a little down. You have a rough day today?
No, but I got a rotten headache. It's that time of the month again.
Oh, hey there, little girl. I tried talking delicate in front of you first.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Hi, Mom.
Marsh, would you clear your books off the table?
Oh, yeah, sure, Mom. Gloria, maybe you ought to lie down for a while.
No, huh? I'll just sit here.
What's the matter?
Nothing serious, Ma, just that time of the month.
Hey, do I have to hear about this?
Daddy, it's a normal human function.
I don't like to hear about normal human function.
Gloria, maybe your father would rather hear it's Mother Nature come to cool.
You gotta talk about it. That would be a little nicer, more ladylike.
Yeah. Well, why do I have to be ladylike? I mean, what's there to be ashamed of? Would you believe there's a girl who works with me who says, I just got a visit from my friend?
All right, that's kind of nice, too.
Oh, remember Mrs. Carmody, the one who had 11 children? She used to call it the blessing.
Now, that is enough of this. I don't want to hear nothing more about women's problems. You don't hear men complaining about their problems, do you?
That's because men don't have any problems compared to women.
And that's God's will, so forget it.
You mean God's mistake.
Hey, God don't make no mistakes. That's how we got to be God. Don't be blaming nothing on God that you use women wrong on yourself.
What?
Yes, that's right. You don't believe me? Read your Bible. Read your story of Adam and Eve there. You know, Adam and Eve, they had it pretty soft out in paradise. They had no problems. They didn't even know they was naked. But Eve, she wasn't satisfied with that, see? And then one day, against direct order, she made poor Adam eat that apple. God got sore. He told him to eat the clothes on and get the hell out of here. That's why that Eve was cursed, and that's why they call her what he called it, the curse.
Well, there you have it, Gloria, direct from the Reverend Archie Bunker. The true story of menstruation.
Just what you're telling me.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, transcribed and starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Do you hear that? It's coming from the new power saw the Nelson's next-door neighbor Thorny has set up in his garage. Thorny's working on a project this morning, and David and Ricky are watching. Uh-oh, he's about to make a cut on a long board. Say, he must be making something big. A fence post, maybe. No, maybe it's a table leg. Or a letter opener? Oh, now I see what it is. Hey, that's a pretty expensive way to make a toothpick.
Well, how's that for a demonstration, boys?
That's a neat gadget.
Yeah, it's a nice setup, Mr. Thornbury.
Well, thank you. You can do almost anything with one of these handy-dandy electro shops.
I thought Pop said you had a wood butcher junior.
Oh, he did he? Well, for his information, my electro shop will saw, grind, sand, route, join, drill, mix paint, and with this extra attachment, it can be made into a small coping saw.
Pa said you could fry eggs on the motor, too.
Obviously, it's also good at collecting sour grapes.
I see it advertised on television. All these extra pieces come with it?
Well, all except the coping saw attachments. I got it as an extra bonus for calling before midnight.
How long does it take to convert it to a drill?
Oh, just seconds. Here, watch. Yeah, I take this off. Slip a drill into the chuck. Tighten it. And there you are. I got to drill holes through this board.
Well, it drills too fast.
What do you mean?
Wasn't that board supposed to be the top of an end table?
Well, it's going to be an early American end table. And what's an early American end table without wormholes?
I'll bet this setup costs a lot of money.
Well, not really. Like the man said on television, make a couple of pieces of furniture and it's paid for.
I think I'll get one.
Dopey, what'll you use for money?
Who needs money? I'll just send a couple of pieces of furniture.
Hey, is that screeching going to keep up all day?
Why, is it getting on your nerves?
Well, frankly, yes. You'd think Thorny'd be a little more considerate of his neighbors.
Oh, I don't think it's so bad.
Well, it wouldn't be if he'd either just let it run or turn it off. But he runs it for a while, and then he stops it, and he starts it, and he stops it, and then he starts it, and then he stops it, and then he starts it, and then...
Stop it!
Yeah, then he starts it, and then it...
For goodness sake, Thorny's just having a little fun.
Fun, heck. He's running a modern version of the old Chinese water torture.
Don't be so silly. There's nothing wrong with a man enjoying a new hobby. Besides, it'll probably taper off after a while.
That's no excuse. Disrupting everybody's life.
What's he disrupting?
Well, nothing, except that a man who works around the house all day ought to have a few moments of peace and quiet for a little relaxation.
Ozzie, it's only 10 o'clock. Besides, I'll bet Catherine appreciates having a handyman around the house.
Well, you aren't suggesting anything, are you?
Of course not. But since Thorny's had the new machine, he's been fixing things like a beaver. Putting up shelves, making cabinets, and he really seems to like it. Am I tempting you?
Well, you're giving me ideas. You know, my hand tools are getting pretty old. Maybe I'll get rid of them.
And buy a machine like Thorny?
No, just get rid of them.
Oh, you're a big help. But no matter what you say, Thorny sure is going at it.
Oh, sure.
I should think you'd be over there getting a free demonstration.
I went over yesterday trying to show a little interest in his new saw. It wasn't 2 minutes before he was hinting for me to leave.
Well, now, that doesn't sound like Thorny.
Oh, he can be pretty cantankerous every once in a while. Besides, how was I to know?
Know what?
That there was a nail in the board I was cutting? There he goes again, the big show-off.
You wouldn't talk like that if you knew what he was making.
I know what he's making, a big pile of sawdust.
I have a hunch he's also making something for us.
For us? What?
Well, it's supposed to be a surprise, but Catherine said something about his making a big coffee table, and you know how we need one.
What makes you think it's for us?
Well, he was making a lot of remarks when we were all sitting in front of our couch the other day. He was probably hinting about our needing a new coffee table.
If I know Thorny, he was probably hinting about getting a cup of coffee for himself.
No, I wouldn't be too sure. Catherine says he's bought a lot of plans. He's going to make things for all their friends. Coffee tables, cabinets, chairs. He's even going to make a little doorstop for the postman.
Now, that's pretty funny. Imagine buying a great big expensive tool like that just to make a little doorstop.
Hi.
Well, how yourself? Hi, where have you two been?
Overwatching Mr. Thornbury. That sure is a swell setup he's got. Got to see all the stuff Mr. Thornbury's making, Pop.
Yeah, I've been hearing about it. I'm sure it's all very interesting.
He's going to make a bookcase for our bedroom when he gets caught up on his other orders.
Well, now, that's very nice of him.
Boy, he can make anything.
Mr. Thornbury said he'd teach us how to use his tools.
I made a tabouret in manual training class in school once.
You wouldn't mind, would you, Mom?
No, not if you're careful.
Made a pair of bookends and a breadboard.
I'm sure Mrs. Thornberry'd make a very good teacher. Say, by the way, there's some ice cream in the freezer if anybody's hungry.
I am. Come on, Dave.
Now, here I come.
I think I'll have some, too.
I did it with just ordinary tools, too. Nothing fancy.
Hi, Pa. What are you doing with the toolbox?
Oh, just a few repairs, Dave. When you own a home, you'll find it's best to keep the repairs up to date.
What are you going to do first?
I'm going to pry open my toolbox. The clasp is rusted shut. Dave, would you get me the little repair list your mother keeps on the bulletin board out there in the kitchen?
Sure.
You know, Dave, it always pays to do things as they come up.
Here's the list, Pa.
Oh, thanks.
Now, careful. The paper's getting a little brittle.
Now, this list is a good idea. See, your mother notices something that needs fixing, writes it down, and then I fix it. No sooner said than done. Can you make out the first one on the list here?
Let's see. Well, that can't be it.
What's that?
I think it says, repair the wheel on Ricky's kitty car.
Just to hold that end of the shelf, Dave, please.
I got it. Here's the nail.
Thank you. Never seen such long nails.
Shall I put one at this end?
Oh, yes. Be careful, Dave.
Oh, I will. There.
I guess that should do it.
They're pretty nice shelves.
Oh, thanks, son.
It's too bad you don't have a saw like Mr. Thornberry's. Sure would save a lot of time.
Well, maybe, but I doubt if it would produce the desired effect. You know how your mother likes antiques.
What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing like hand workmanship to give a job a certain old-world charm. If I do say so myself, this shelf will be one of the most beautiful works of art in the kitchen.
Yeah, those canned peaches will look swell on it.
Well, one more shelf and we're done.
Mr. Thornberry, you must still be going at it.
Yeah. Hand me the board, would you? Thank you, son. Let's see. Just saw off about 2 inches. Big show off.
You almost got it, Pa.
That does it.
This shelf fits perfectly.
Well, my method may be slower than some, but the end product is what counts. Well, what do you say we take a breather, Dave?
Sure, whatever you say.
Have a chair, son.
No, thanks. Hey, watch it, Pop. The rule almost fell out of your pocket.
Oh, no, thank you. Mother'd skin me if I marred the finish on this table she's waxing. Feels good to relax and rest the old legs.
Say, that's quite a wobble.
Well, I'm a little tired.
No, Pop. I'm talking about this table.
Yeah, say, it is pretty wobbly. While I'm at it, maybe I better fix it, too.
You want me to get a magazine?
What for?
To stick under the leg like you always do.
No, I'm going to fix it properly this time. In fact, it's a good opportunity to put some of my cabinet-making knowledge to use. Get the back door, will you, Dave? Hold it open for me. Ma takes it out the garage right now.
Sure, Pa.
Here they are, Ma. Well, hi, you two.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what are you doing at my table?
I'm going to give a little repair job. Hold the door open, Dave.
Well, watch it, Pop.
Yeah, easy does it.
Okay, you're clear.
Thanks a lot, son.
Golly, I wonder what got into Pop. We were just sitting around this morning, and all of a sudden he starts working like a demon.
Well, let's just say he caught the fever, Dave.
What's this?
Oh, never mind. I noticed you've been doing a little work yourself.
Oh, it wasn't much. I just helped Pop put up some screens and fix a lock and put up some shelves.
Mom?
Yes, dear?
Have you got anything you want me to pick up at Grandma Hilliard's?
No, not that I can think of.
How about at the store?
No, there's nothing. Why?
I don't want to stay around here. Whatever Pop and David have, it might be catching. Coming, Pop.
Oh, fine, Rick. Trying to clean this saw up a little before I get started.
Is that a rip saw?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you use a cross cut on those legs?
Well, normally, yes, but I'm going to use a rip saw to cross cut because our cross cut doesn't cross cut as well as our rip saw cross cuts.
Golly, I plan to take wood shop as a breather.
Well, it isn't quite as complicated as it sounds. Would you grab that end of the table?
Can I chop off the legs for you?
Well, I'm not exactly going to chop them off, Rick. It has to be done very carefully.
How do you know how much to take off?
Well, it's just a matter of applying some simple mathematics.
Now, I'm sure I won't take wood shop.
Just keep your eyes on me. You'll see it's pretty simple. Measuring the legs, that is.
Okay, Pop.
Hand me the measuring tape, would you?
Here.
Measure the shortest leg first. This is where all the mistakes are made if you aren't careful. Let's see here.
Looks like 26 and a half inches.
No, I'd say it was more than that. 26 and 5/8. Wait a minute. Let me get a better look at this. 26 and 9/16. No, it's 26 and 16 32nds. Equal to 26 and a half inches. Let's say my method was the more interesting way of getting there. Let's give her one more check just to be sure. 26. Darn it, Thorny, what a racket. 26. For heaven's sakes, how's a man supposed to concentrate with all that racket coming in from next... Coming in from next door.
Quiet, isn't it?
I didn't mean to shout. That darn Paul Bunyan Thornberry is driving me crazy. Now hold the tape while I mark the legs, will you, son?
Okay. Well, it'd be a cinch to cut these legs off with Mr. Thornberry's power saw.
Thing it'd scare the legs off the table. Hand me the saw, will you please?
Here.
Like I told David, a garage full of fancy tools doesn't make a crash. Famous furniture makers of the past did it all by hand. You ever hear of Duncan Fife?
Oh, sure. He recommends restaurants.
Exactly. Man was a great furniture maker. Yeah, grab on. Now let's turn the table again. Thornberry's dining room table is Duncan Fife.
Golly, and that's all done by hand?
No, that's machine made.
I thought you said he did all his work by hand.
Well, yes, but he was born about almost 200 years ago.
Oh. I guess if I was 200 years old, I'd want some power tools, too.
Yeah. Hey, give me a hand. Let's set the table on the floor.
Was it all done?
Oh, sure. There's nothing to it. There we are.
Yeah. Well, that's swell, Pop. Heck, we can always put a magazine under the leg.
Let's wobble a little. Well, I'll just chop a bit off here.
Josh.
Oh, Thorny. You're just the man I want to see.
Good, I want to see you too.
Okay, what's your problem?
Just this. Will you stop making so much noise over here?
Noise? Me? For goodness sakes, I'm just doing a little hand sawing.
Oh, yeah? A minute ago, you were shouting so loud, I couldn't hear my power saw.
Then you were the only one in town who couldn't hear it.
You're just jealous.
Jealous of that animated woodpecker?
Easy, Nelson, or I'll run my electric razor while you're watching television.
Now look, Thornberry. What are we arguing about?
I don't know. Let's just forget it.
It's forgotten.
Good. Whatever it was, I accept your apology.
Just a minute, Thorny.
No, just forget it. After all, we craftsmen ought to stick together. What is this big project of yours?
Ricky and I are taking the wobble out of this table.
We're putting one in, too.
That's a nice job for beginners. Of course, it's not like making mortise and tenon joints or fitting splines.
That's what you're doing?
Well, the book says I can.
I suppose you think you could fix this table.
Well, of course. Just add a small piece of wood under the short leg.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course. Would you believe it? Some poor dopes still try to do it by shortening the other three legs.
No. Oh, some people never learn.
Well, I better get back. See you later, dope.
Oz. Oh,
Should I look for a piece of wood, Pop?
No, that's too conspicuous.
It just goes on the short leg.
No, it won't do now. We've got three short legs. There. Should be even now.
Here's the tape measure, Pop.
Oh, thanks. 17 inches.
It still wobbles.
Well, here goes again. Now let's see if she wobbles.
Well, that was 17. Should we try for 16?
There. By golly, that does it. Not a wobble.
Yeah, that's swell. I guess 13 is our lucky number.
Hi, Pa. Rick?
Hi, son.
Hey, what's the table doing way down there?
I don't suppose you believe we've grown a couple of feet.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it's a little shorter now, Dave, but it doesn't wobble.
Well, it isn't going to be much good, is it?
Well...
Don't mind him, Pa. This is a real down-to-earth table.
Oh, thank you, Rick, but I'm afraid David's right. It's too short for a library table.
What'll you do with it?
Maybe we ought to donate it to a children's library.
Figure out how we're going to explain this to your mother.
Don't worry. We'll stick with you, Pa.
Ozzy, you out in the garage?
Well, we'll see you around, Pop.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mom.
What are you standing so close together for? What is it? Wait, what's that thing?
It's something we found in a Japanese tea room.
Ozzy, that's my table.
Harriet, believe me, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Don't be silly. It's a perfectly wonderful idea.
It was?
Well, certainly. How clever can you get? Cutting down our old library table and making this beautiful coffee table out of it.
Oh, coffee, yes, no. Yes, a coffee table. It's a little surprise.
Boy, you aren't kidding.
Ah, Rick, never mind.
Pop, you never told me.
Ricky.
Yes, sir?
Rick, how would you like an increase in your allowance, son?
Well, what does everybody think of our new table?
It goes fine with the sofa, Mom.
The big ashtray looks good on it.
You know, it makes a pretty good coffee table at that.
How did you ever get the idea?
Well, it came pretty slowly.
About an inch at a time.
Say, Rick, why aren't you going to go out and play ball or something?
Yeah, come on, Rick.
That's what I thought.
I certainly think the table was a clever idea.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I'll bet you're glad I thought of it.
Oh! You? Well, I might have thought of it in time.
Well, of course you would. I just wanted to stop you before my coffee table was a breadboard.
Hey, Pop, Mr. Thornberry's coming over.
Oh, swell, send him in.
You really want to see him?
Sure, why not?
Okay, but he's carrying a brand new coffee table.
Why, that... Harriet, lock the door.
Oh, well, look, dear, we ought to accept it since he was nice enough to make it for us. Let's hide this one and we'll work it out later.
Well, okay, here, grab the ashtray.
How's old Jack of all thumbs?
Thorny, what's the idea of bursting in here without knocking?
Well, that's a fine way to talk when I brought you a surprise. Here, have a brand new coffee table on me.
Why, Thorny, how nice of you.
Oh, thank you, Harriet. Well, Oz?
Thank you. And what did you say it was?
I'll ignore that. Just go on with whatever you're doing. By the way, what are you doing?
You must know I'm moving this coffee table out of the way. The table I made.
Why don't you put it by the fireplace, dear?
A very sound idea, Harriet. Of course, it is a little warm for a fire.
All right, you two. I think both tables are very nice.
Well, broadly speaking, yes. But there's no need putting up with that misshapen monster any longer. Just feast your eyes on this Thornberry original.
Oh, but it's very smart.
Notice the special built-in features. Not every coffee table has a combination pipe rack and slipper scraper.
Well, it's charming, Thorny. It must have taken a lot of work.
Well, I'll sacrifice anything for the sake of design. And here's the automatic cigarette lighter.
That's an ordinary match.
What do you expect for nothing?
Thorny, I think we should pay you something for this.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. After all, there wasn't much to it. Just a simple little job. You could do me a little favor, though.
Gladly. What?
Give a party so all my friends can see it.
Just a minute, Thorny. What if Harriet decides she likes my coffee table best?
Oh, come now.
Oh, maybe we can find room for both of them.
Thorny, that table of yours looks a little puny to me.
Puny? When I make something, it has the strength of Gibraltar. Test it yourself. Go ahead, kick it. Jump on it. Run over it with your car. Drop a safe on it.
Well, that's hardly necessary. Ozzie, will you hand me the ashtray? I want to see how it looks on Thorny's table.
Okay, here.
Yes, it looks very nice.
Well, back to the drawing board.
Oh, poor old Thorny.
Oh, he'll live. Trouble with Thorny is he likes to think he knows everything. Well, I'll have to admit, I got a little help from the woodworking magazine.
Oh?
Only trouble is, my table still wobbles a little.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Well, that's because I slipped some support under the carpet where the short leg goes.
Is that the advice you got from the woodworking magazine?
The advice? Harriet, that is the woodworking magazine.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.